pay the whole. However, he says, I can do with the money right now, so if you're willing to pay for me today, pay for me today, then I'll sell it to you at the sale price, and even if I only get it after the sale ends and the price has gone up, I won't charge you the difference. The second case is someone books a caterer to make a chasna for him in 2 months' time. And the caterer phones up a butcher and places an order for 100 chickens to be received in 2 months' time. The butcher says to him, no problem, I'll deliver them to you in 2 months, and of course you'll pay me the price on that day. However, says the butcher, I'm in need of money right now, and if you're willing to pay today in advance, I'll sell it to you for the day's price, and even though I'm quite likely to be raising the price in a few weeks, and by the time you receive them, they'll be more expensive, I won't charge you the difference, I'll keep the day's price. The third case is a person who's making bar mitzvah in 18 months, and he phones up a sofer, and he says, I'd like to place an order for tefillin. And he asks him, what is your price? And the sofer says, well, at the moment my price is £1,000. But generally I tell my customers to pay me when they receive their ready-made tefillin, because in the meantime, prices can change, ink can go up, the dollar can fluctuate, and therefore, generally I'll tell people to pay when they receive the ready-made tefillin. However, I'm in need of money right now, so if you pay me today, I'll sell it to you for £1,000, and even if at the time when they're ready, it's gone up to £1,100, I won't charge the difference. So in all these three cases, what's happening is, a person's placing an order to receive a product at a later date, and he ought to pay that price of the day of delivery, but the moicha says to him, I need the money now, so if you're willing to pay today, then in appreciation for the fact that you're paying in advance, I'll sell it to you at today's price and won't charge you the extra if it's gone up when you receive it. The shaila is this a problem of ribis? Because the customer is paying in advance, and because of that, the moicha is doing him a favor and selling it to him at today's price, even though later it really has gone up in price. So probably you're all wondering, where can there be a shaila of ribis over here? We know that the aleph base of ribis is there has to be a halva, there has to be a loan. Seemingly over here, I'm not lending the moicha any money, the customer's not giving the moicha a loan, he's just paying for goods. He's paying in exchange for the goods that he's receiving. This is not a loan. This is just derech mekech u'menka. Derech mekech u'menka is not a loan. And if it's not a loan, it can't be ribis. Well, I've got news for you. It's true that in our Torah, any money given as payment for goods is considered derech mekech u'menka and is not considered a loan, and it's not shaykh ribis. However, the Rabbanon said, one second, it's true that you're paying money now, but did you know you're not koina anything at present? We know mois ain't on koinus. Midrabbonim paying money is not a kinyan. So if you give money to order a washing machine, and you are going to receive it at a later date, and although you've paid for it, you have not been koina that washing machine. The washing machine still belongs to the moicha. And if the moicha's warehouse gets burnt down, he can't turn to you and say, I'm very sorry, your washing machine which you paid for has been burnt. Kol tov. I'll say to him, excuse me, I might have paid the money, but I haven't been coined anything, that still belongs to you. You still owe me a washing machine. All that we've achieved by giving money is that there's a commitment now between the moicha and the lekeach that they have to go ahead with the sale and they can't back out. This is known as misha pora. But no sale has taken place. And only later on, when the customer receives the product, at that point the sale is taking place. So say Chazal, if I go give money now, and I'm only going to receive it later, then it comes out nothing's happened yet. So the money that I've given him is really a loan. I'm lending him money that he can use in the meantime, and when I eventually receive the product, at that point the sale will go through, and then the money is money for payment. But until such time, Chazal say, it's considered a loan. I'm lending him money, because I'm not getting anything back for it at the moment.
Is it a commitment?
A commitment I've got, that's all. Misha Pora.
but I haven't been coin anything. If I haven't been coin anything, that's not called a...
Can we flip the value for money?
Seems not. So this is, as I stay in Shulchan Aruch. So if it's a loan, then we have to be aware of ribis. Now we just said that the sale takes place later. If it takes place later, then I ought to be paying the price of when I receive the goods. And if the Moicha says to me that in appreciation for the fact that I advanced payment to him and I'm lending him money, then he'll sell it to me for today's low price, then he's benefiting me in appreciation for the loan that I've given him. And this, Chazal say, is a problem with the Rabbanon of Ribis. And in Halacha, this is known as an Issa called Pesika. That I'm ordering the Chayfetz, and I'm paying in advance before I actually receive the product. Now, it's important to mention that not every time a person pays money in advance, and the Moicha tells him that he'll hold the price for him, will this be a problem of Ribis. It's only a problem if the reason why he's holding the price is an appreciation for the fact that he's given him the money, made the money available to him. However, the post can say, if it's clear that the reason why he's charging him is for a different motive, then it's okay. An example of this, the Marsham says, is by paying a deposit. If a Moicha says to someone, if you pay today a deposit, then I'll sell it to you for today's price, and even if by the time of delivery the price has gone up, I won't charge you the difference. Which seemingly, the customer is paying up money now, before he receives the product, and the Moicha is keeping the price for him. So there should be a problem. But the Rasham explains that it's not the case, because everyone understands that the reason why he's holding the price for him is not an appreciation of the small few pounds that the person is paying in advance. Rather, the Moich is looking to get the Lekeach to become committed. We know that if a person doesn't pay a deposit, then at any point in time, he can just back out. There's no commitment whatsoever. Only once he's paid money is there now a commitment and he can't back out. So the Moich is looking to encourage the Lekeach to commit himself and pay a deposit, and he tells him, if you're willing to pay this deposit, then I'll hold the price for you. So he's doing it just as an encouragement for him to commit himself, and not an appreciation for the fact that he's made some money available to him.
If the price is £1,000, it's going to be £1,000 in 6 months' time as well. And I say, pay me all up front now. Is that okay?
That's a very good question. It's a very good point, that. The whole shaila here is only when it's reasonable to suspect that the price is going to change by the day of delivery. But if it's a very stable price, and all likelihood it's going to stay the same, then there's absolutely no problem. Yeah, 100%.
What's the head of subscriptions, according to what you're trying to say? Could be a shalom.
Good, that's good, Charlie. I'm sure we'll see. So Chazal said that even though it's called a halva, there's a problem of ribis, Chazal gave us three heterim, which will help for many situations. Be'ez Hashem, tonight we'll discuss two of them, and the third one, Be'ez Hashem, you'll hear in a different share. The first heter is called Yotza Hasha, which loosely translated means that if this product that I'm ordering is readily available today in other shops at the same price, and that price is stable and unlikely to change over the next few days, then it's mutter. The reason for this is, as Larry explained, the ribis we're concerned about here is that since the sale really takes place later, I should be paying the price of later. And the Moicha says to me that he's willing to sell it to me for less, only in appreciation of the fact that I'm paying the money in advance. Well, if this product is available today in other shops at the same price, and they have this product in stock, then instead of placing this order by this first Moicha, I could go today to a different shop who has this product, pay him money, and take the product home with me straight away. I've been coining it. That's mamash become a sale. So I can get this product for this low price, even without lending the money to this Moicha. So I'm not benefiting from the fact that I'm lending the money to this Moicha, because even without lending them, I've got another way of getting this product for the low price. And therefore, Chazal say, that's mutter. Now let's see which of our scenarios this heter of Yotza Hashar is applicable. So in the case of the art scroll sale, the sale is not only in this shop, It's in all shops. Everyone has 20% off. So if another shop has this set of sforim that this customer wanted in stock today, and he's selling it for the same price as this first shop, then this customer doesn't have to place the order and wait till the first shops get to in stock. He can go today with his money, buy it at sale price in this other shop who has it in stock. So he's managed to obtain this product at a low price, even without having lent the money to this first moicha. So he's not benefiting from the fact that he's lending the moicha the money, because he could have got this low price in a different way by buying it in a different shop today.
Does he need to make his status to find out if the other shop has got it?
That's an important point. It's necessary that he has to know that it's available in other shops. Yes. Seemingly,
how much difference is going to be between the two places?
So it's a good point that if it's something which is hard for him and he wouldn't normally do it, or it's cost him extra to go there, then that's not cool that he can get there for the same price. Because if he goes to this shop, he won't have to actually pay a taxi to get there. Whereas if he's going to go to
that, who gets it in London and get somebody to bring it up and all that has to be taken into account as well.
If it's something you can do easily and there's no extra charge for it, then that'll be okay. Because you've got no benefit in staying by this first store. But if you've got a benefit by staying by this first store, then you can't say, I could have gone to the other store because I'm gaining from staying by this one. Seemingly, this het would be also applicable in the case of the butcher. When the caterer phones up and places a order for 100 chickens by the butcher, even if the butcher hasn't got it in stock, but if there's other butchers in town who are selling the same chickens with the same extra at the same price... Good point. Very good. Excellent. We'll come to that. The other butcher also has the same heksher, the same chickens, and he's got 100 chickens available in the store. Then I can say, I don't need to go and lend this first butcher money. I could go today and buy 100 chickens in a different butchery at today's low price, and therefore I've got a way of buying these chickens for the low price even without lending this first butcher money. So therefore, I can say again, I have not benefited from the fact that I'm lending the butcher money. However, Shulchan Aruch says from the Rishonim that in a case of something perishable, which won't last till the day that I need it, I can't apply this heter. Because if it's perishable and it won't last so long, then I can't say I'll go today to this other butcher and buy it now. Because it won't last till 2 months when I need it. It will go off. Even if you can put it in the freezer, but we want fresh chickens. So therefore, I'm going to have to wait to buy it closer to the time, by which time the prices have gone up. At that point, I can't buy it anymore for the low price. And therefore, the moicha, if he tells me he'll sell it to me for the lower price because I advance payment to him, it comes I'm benefiting from the loan. And therefore, it's asa. The same holds true for the case of the sofa. Even if other sofa have in stock ready-made tefillin, and they're selling for the same price, but the reason why I called this first sofer is because I like his work. I don't want to go and buy it by someone else. It's like a different product in a different sofer store. So therefore, I can't get hold of this chayfetz today.
The sofer can leave now. He's got something else in stock.
Very good. Excellent. I remember talking, he hasn't got it in stock. Right, we'll soon come to that. Excellent, yes. And therefore, by a sofer as well, it's not applicable this heter of Yotzah Shah, because I wouldn't be happy to go and buy it for someone else. I have to wait to buy it from him. He hasn't got it. I have to wait till he gets it in stock, by which time the price has gone up. And therefore, if he sells it to me for today's price, which I couldn't buy really, then he's benefiting me because of the halva. Chazal came with a second heter. This second heter is called Yeishloi, which means if the moicha has this product at the time of the order, the time when the person places the order, he has it in stock, even though the moich is not planning to actually give me this actual item, he's planning to sell it to someone else, but the mere fact that he's got it in stock, it appears very much like a sale. Chazal say that although moich are not koinus, and when the customer pays for these tefillin, he's not really koining them, but nevertheless, the fact that the moich has this product in stock at the moment, it appears very much like a mecher and like a sale, and Chazal will treat it as if you are buying it now, and therefore there is no halvar here whatsoever. And it's not Shaykh Ribas.
Even if it's item sold already?
So not that it's sold already, if it's reserved.
Sold somebody else, put away somebody else.
But as long as it's put away for someone else, it still belongs to the moicha. Hey. Someone paid for it, but it doesn't belong to them. Yeah, we said before, if you paid for it, you're not carrying it. So it still really belongs to the moicha. As long as this belongs to the moicha, even though he plans to give it to someone else, that will be okay.
But does it have to be the same stuff,
whatever I want, exactly the same as what I want, yes. Now the person can speak out, this heter of having it in stock, it's important that the moicha has the entire order in stock. For example, if you ordered 100 chickens, it's not sufficient if you haven't stocked 50 chickens. You have to have in stock the entire 100 chickens. Second thing the place can say is that this heter of having it in stock is far stronger than the heter of Yotzah Shah, the first one that we mentioned. Because this heter of having it in stock helps even by perishable items. Even things which I wouldn't want to buy today because it won't last, it won't keep until the time that I need to use it. Nevertheless, because it appears like a sale because everything's here, Chazal say, it's a mecher, and there's no problem with ribbis. Therefore, in the case of the butcher, if when the caterer placed the order, this butcher had in stock 100 chickens, even though, of course, he's not planning to actually give these 100 chickens because they won't keep, he's planning to sell these to others, nevertheless, it's considered a mecher, it looks like a sale, and Chazal consider it a sale, and it's not shy of ribbis. Likewise, in the case of the sofa, if when the customer places the order, the sofa has in stock a ready-made pair of tefillin, then even though he's planning to give this to a different bar mitzvah boy, and he's not planning to give it to this customer, but because he's got this item in stock, it appears like a sale, and it's not shy for us. The poskim speak out that even in these cases when it's mutter, it's important to make sure not to specify explicitly that the reason why you're holding the price is an appreciation for the fact that the person's advanced payment to you. Rather, you should just say, if you give me payment today, I'll hold the price for you, without saying that it's an appreciation, even though it's self-understood that that's what he's doing it for. So just to summarise what we've come up with, that although min haTorah, only a conventional halva is called a halva, nevertheless midrabbanan, even money given for a sale can be considered a halva, if you're giving it in advance and only receiving the product later. Of course, this is only if the reason why the moicha is holding the price is an appreciation for the fact that you're giving advance payment and not by a deposit where it's for another reason. In the cases where hitaka means it as appreciation, we've mentioned two heterim, either if yotza hashar, which means this product is readily available in other shops and he could have bought it there today at the low price, or if the moicha has this product in stock today, and we said the second heter helps even for a perishable item, whereas the first one is not for a perishable item. Go ahead.
What about a family pet?
What's the heter?
So that's only really important term. So if it's no shah, it's not yeshloi, then so the shah is why getting a discount. Well, why are they doing a discount in the camp? It's because they want you to commit yourself, or because they need to know how many numbers it is.
Well, it seemed like a show. It seemed like a concert. You buy a ticket now, £10 or £15. So
because people are not sure what they want,
so they want to be guaranteed.
Trying to connect you.
It's a shliach law.
If they need the money. If the reason why they're doing it.
They want to know what they're up to. What's the subscription pack? I mean, we do it.